we're having too many cesarean bursts in our church. The water's never breaking. The blood's never flowing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We see a tear and we think it's conviction, and we drag them to an altar, and they never repent of their drugs, and they never repent of their adultery, and they never repent of their lying, and they never repent. They never repent of their homosexuality. They never repent of their old hateful spirit. They never repent of the days they've hurt God and broke the heart of God. And then they get up and leave the church and wonder why they don't last, because they didn't have a real old-fashioned Pentecostal birth. I wish somebody would praise Jesus in the house. Hallelujah. In the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need something more than coming down and signing a card and shaking a preacher's hand. We need something more than putting a booklet in their hand. Hallelujah. You've been born to give. We need somebody slobbering, snot running, blowing their nose, weeping in the altar. God, I'm a sinner. I'm about to go to hell. I need to get right with God. God, if I die tonight, I'm going to hell. I'm about to go to hell. I'm lost. I'm not covered by the blood. God, I need to get right with God. Cause conviction to come back to our services. I mean, we need conviction. Hallelujah. We need conviction where people can't sleep, where they get on their job and they cry and they can't run their machines. They can't run their typewriter. We need conviction where they go down in Shoney's and the food don't taste right, and they get out with folks and nothing does right. We need old-fashioned conviction back in our church again. Hallelujah. Out of our altar, because it slipped out of mine in your life. I'm begging God. I'm begging God. God, I want conviction back in my life again. Hallelujah. God, I want conviction back in my life again. I ain't never seen a time such stuff going on in Pentecostal churches across the land. Hallelujah. Somebody on one side of the church mad at somebody on the other side of the church won't ever say I'm sorry, won't ever apologize. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friend, you better be sure you're in the ark tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I want conviction back in my life. When I really got saved, I'm down repenting of everything. I'm apologizing to God. I want conviction where I'm not right with God. It'll make me apologize. I want conviction. Hallelujah. I want the kind, if I do you wrong, I can't sleep till I come back and make it right. I want real conviction in my life. Hallelujah. Can I preach this tonight? We're in a generation that's letting conviction get out of our midst. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody ought to praise Him out loud. Somebody ought to magnify. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I read about a little old Baptist preacher. He was preaching in a church, and they had an altar like this. About halfway through his message, he drug it to the door and threw it out the door. And the preacher jumped up and said, "What you doing? You threw the altar out." He said, "Pastor, you're a liar." He said, "I didn't throw the altar out. You threw the altar out about 10 years ago. You don't pray anymore. You don't seek God anymore. An altar's not a piece of wood. An altar's where you get a hold of God. An altar's where you draw nigh to God. An altar's where burdens are lifted away. Her altars are where lives are changed. An altar's where sacrifices are made. We don't make sacrifices on the altar no more. It's a bank deposit. We go there to get so can I preach." Hallelujah. The real altars are the place. you make sacrifices. Our altars are always a withdrawal. But I want to tell you, somebody's check's about to bounce. We better deposit some sacrifice. We better weep before God. We better lay before God. We better seek Him while He may be found. I'm Pentecostal. I'm not preaching what some Pentecostal. Some are preaching. Some are preaching, God owes me this and God owes me that. God, you got to do this and you got to do that. I look back at a little old cross 2,000 years ago and I want to say it was paid in full. Lord, if you never do nothing else for me, it's paid in full. If you never bless me again, it's paid in full. Hallelujah. If I never get to shout again, I'm paid in full. Just let me get to heaven. Hallelujah. Somebody say, let me get to heaven. Hallelujah. He's my Father. He'll heal me because He loves me. He'll move me around car wrecks because He loves me. He'll put food on my table because He loves me. He'll watch over my babies because He loves me, but He owes me nothing. Hallelujah. His debt to me is paid in full. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say that out loud. I'll feel the Holy Ghost in here tonight. We need conviction back in the house again. Can I preach tonight? Listen, friend. Back in the house again. Can I preach tonight? Listen, friend. If you can go home, if you can leave a Pentecostal service and go home and watch TV, watch them cuss, watch them take their clothes off, and you get back up in church the next night and feel real good, you better make sure you're saved. If there's hallelujah, and if there's real conviction in your life, and I feel Jesus in this room. If there's real conviction in this life, you'll get down. Oh God, you can send me to hell, and you'll whine and you'll cry and you'll beg God, God, don't take Your Spirit from me. God, don't take Your presence from me. That's the reason lost people can sit in our services and play with babies and giggle and look at everybody and never feel conviction, because there's not conviction in the tongue talkers. There's no conviction in the singers. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody ought to give me an amen in the house tonight. Friend, we got to get ready. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming to our church. Tragedy's fixing to hit America. Trouble's coming to America. And they're going to come to our churches. We got to get ready. We got to get ready. Fixing to hit America. Trouble's coming to America, and they're going to come to our churches. We got to get